Welcome back to the Real Relationship Rapport with Shannon Dungeon. This is season 5, and we are talking about resolving conflict this season. And here's a small snippet before the show starts. Well, Happy New Year's. Nice to be back talking to you. After that, I'm going to take it as...
You don't give a fuck.
Fuck you, I did that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And why even give a 2-day window?
I don't know. I feel like a 2-day window is enough time for your adult ass to reflect on what happened.
Nah. You're basing it on your West Indian time of, that's the amount of time I want to be able to ignore your ass. After about 2 days, I feel like I'll be willing to listen to your apology. But if you apologize immediately, then we have to hang out together. And I don't know.
But you see, like, that's something I never had to deal with is, like, disrespect. We go home together. We sleep in the same bed. We're using the same bathroom type of shit. I never had to deal with that. Like, oh, you being disrespectful? Drop me off.
Yeah.
I don't need to see
you. At my place.
Yeah, I don't need to see you for the rest of the week. I'm good. When I'm in conflict, this always comes up for me in my head. Do I want to fix it? I want to fix it?
Are you asking?
I'm asking myself.
What's the other option?
Option is I could just let this be what breaks us up or be the last time we spoke.
What's going on?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We've had quite a break.
Right.
Much needed, though. Much needed.
Yeah. Anything new? Anything? Did I miss anything?
Nah, nothing really. No? I haven't been a dating scene. Nothing really. Just I reconnected with a girl I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing the wild thing, which has been helpful.
Okay.
I've been abstinent by force until we reconnected because she got that Mandingo. We did. She was like, good God. I was like, yo, it's been a while.
He said, let me fill up that tank.
Yeah, she was like, yo, you the hammer. I was like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord.
She's like, good God almighty. I was like, yo. That's good. That was forced abstinence. Like, I don't be doing the self-pleasuring thing, so.
Man.
I just kind of sitting on the bench until they call me in the game. But once they call me in,
that's crazy.
I mean, back to performing.
I understand. Yeah. What have you missed? I didn't do anything for New Year's.
Nothing. No party or anything?
No party.
Oh, I will say this. I'm off hard liquor.
Really? Since when?
Since December.
So you brought in your New Year's and no
hard liquor. I only do wine and maybe like an IPA. That's it. That's what. Okay. It's wine. And no drinking during the week at all.
Ooh.
Back on my losing this weight.
Ooh.
Okay. Your boy on the real grind now.
That's good.
42, you start feeling shit and you be like, you know what? I'm just playing with this shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I went. I get myself checked. I be at the doctor, but if it ain't feeling as good as I want it to do, I'm like, you know, let me just get this weight off, for real, permanently.
Makes sense.
So I'm in the gym, cardio, and I just came from the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So cardio, no drinking, no eating late, no carbs.
Do you notice like a difference?
Oh yeah. The whole, that's just not even drinking hard liquor anymore. I know sleeping's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping's better, you know. No day fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
no indigestion feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it tells you everything your body goes through when you stop drinking like that or drinking a lot. So I was like, you know, we're just going to take it to back to where it used to be, only on weekends, and now we're not even going to do hard liquor no more.
Okay, that's good.
This is what NBA players drink. They drink wine during the season. Mm.
So especially like, if they have wives, because women love wine.
Yep, they're not drinking tequila and all that stuff. So I'm like, plus, it's actually pretty relaxing in the week. Now I see why people do this after work, but I'm like, nah, I'm good for the weekend, but it calms you down.
Yeah. I didn't do nothing for New Year's. No dates. But I am talking to someone.
Who? It better not be old boy again.
No. It's not.
I was about to be like, come on now. It's New Year's.
We're still like done. I sent him his things that were here at my house, USPS. Mm-hmm. Even though he was like, well, let's just meet up. I'm just like, nah.
Nah, we good. That's always the last trick.
Okay. I'm not new to this. No.
I told you, I sent my cousin downstairs and I wasn't even here.
Yeah.
I was like, if she come, you take it as shit. I'm good.
You
gotta let him know you done.
Yeah, I'm not meeting up. And he was still like trying to have a conversation to find like an ounce of it in. And I'm just like, dog, no.
I can change. Yeah. I'm more confident now. You'd be like, nah, what you said is what you meant.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I mean, let's just leave it at that.
Like, I'm not mad at it. I'm just like, it is what it is. So, just like all the pods started back this week. Mm-hmm. So, I've been busy with that. There's a new podcast that I'm a co-host on. Mm-hmm. It's not my show, it's Will's show. So, I've been recording that. Next week, I got to be in the office, so I'm just, like, I'm trying to do, like, a no-pod zone next week, getting everything up this week. The girls are good. Anya made the dean's list. She on honor roll.
Aria. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so.
Get them grades.
Listen, the nerds are here. That's it. Ain't nothing really going on. My mom's supposed to be coming this month for my brother's 50th. He's having a birthday party, so she'll be here with her man. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting, but yeah. Oh. All right, so this is season 5, and I had to sit, and I'm just like, okay, what haven't we talked about? I think we talked about a lot of stuff, but yeah, this season I want to focus on resolving conflict, because I know I personally suck at that. I don't know how you are with conflict in relationships.
My previous therapy made me a lot better at it.
Okay.
And helped me to avoid confrontational people. There you go.
It could be. I mean, it's all in the conflict family.
Yeah. Like people who thrive off conflict and arguing and then don't do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even getting involved with people who. Because they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm healed, and I've been doing the work. If the first time we have a disagreement, you yelling at the top of your lungs and calling niggas out their name. Sit your ass down somewhere, man. You ain't did shit. You out here just lying just as good as you want to.
Yeah. So this first episode, I wanted to do, what about what you did? Okay. And if you're calling a friend and you're telling them about a situation when you and a woman that you're dating or you're in a relationship with, if that friend knows you, they're going to listen, and then they're going to say, what about what you did? You know what I'm saying? What part did you play in it? Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? If I hit you up and I was just like, let me tell you what happened with me and this, da da da. You're going to listen for how I played a part in it, too. Mm-hmm. And I think if you really want to resolve anything, you got to start with some I statements. Okay? It's easy to be in some shit and be like, you did this, they did this. If they wanted to did this, I wanted to did X, Y, and Z. And I think if you start with I statements, that's what that accountability is. Okay. And if the goal is to stay in a relationship, you should start with I statements. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people get into a conflict and start talking and they don't think about the goal. And if you're going to start a conflict or have a conflict with me and the goal is for us to stay together, think about what you're going to say to me. Think about how you're going to say it and think about what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a mature person to do this precursor, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people go in there blindly and be like, I don't care. I can talk to you however I want to talk to you. I can yell if I want to yell. I can break shit if I want to break shit. I can pop up if I want to pop up. I can call you 1,000 times if I want. And at our age, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, no the fuck you cannot.
You can try. But I'm not going to allow it.
Okay? I'm not going to put up with it. I don't have time for it. I don't want the scene at my house. I don't want the scene in my cul-de-sac. I don't want to see your car in my driveway unannounced. I don't want you popping up at my job. I don't think that's romantic. I think it's invasive. I think people do stuff like that when they don't respect boundaries, when they think they're superior too. And if you're trying to get in with someone on the level of respect, you speak to them respectfully. You honor those boundaries. If they don't want you calling, don't call. If they say it's okay to check in on them twice a month or once a month every now and then, respectfully, let them reach out when they feel comfortable, or you respectfully try to refrain from reaching out. And sometimes you'll have somebody tell you straight up, I don't know if I could do that. You might have to block me. Respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do what they tell you to do. Block them.
Yeah, I was told that where they were like, oh, you know, I understand that you're good with it because for you, you're done. But if I still care, so I can't promise you that I'm not going to try to call or text. You might have to block me. Okay.
If you can't control yourself, I'll control you for yourself.
Okay. Okay. And that's cool with me. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm perfect, because I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and be like, okay, I'm not going to say anything that might rub you the wrong way. I might, but I'm not doing it out of spite. I'm not doing it just out the blue because it's Monday morning. I'm not doing it because I'm feeling a certain way on a Friday. There is something you are doing or not doing. There is something you are saying or not saying. And there is this elephant in the room that you're avoiding, thinking shit is acceptable. And to address certain conflict, there's a way that you have to go about it. So that's what this episode is today, is about conflict, because I suck at it. I'm the type of person where if we have a back and forth and it's heated, if you hang up or I hang up, I'm cool with not talking to you for a few days.
Yeah. You see, that's the problem is, are we starting so I can give the problem is y'all got into a heated conversation.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to do that. You're supposed to literally be like, all right, I see where this is going. Mm-hmm. Let's take a half hour break, go to our corners, mm-hmm. our private quarters, and calm down and come back and talk to each other once we're both cool and got cooler heads. All that trying to talk through in anger is never going to work out. Yeah. I've been there, done that. One thing I learned is when you see it getting there and building up, time out. Let's go to our separate quarters, mm-hmm. relax. What you need, a half hour, 45, an hour, come back. We'll reconvene in an hour in Animus. Yeah. But what I'm not about to do is sit here and be yelled at and yell at you. Because we're not going to accomplish anything. Then, on top of that, we're going to do the silent treatment, which ain't going to work out, and it's only going to make things worse.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to end up doing the same shit again when we reconvene, whenever you decide to start talking to me again, or I decide to start talking to you. Mm-hmm. So let's cut all that out. Let's calm down in the first place. Take some time to get our thoughts together, and then come back and speak cordially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're in the workplace and can't yell at each other. You know what I mean? You take that type of practice with it, and it's a lot more helpful, you know?
Yeah. I need to graduate from the days and let it become an hour. When people are getting, like, arguments with me or something gets disrespectful and I'm just like, all right, I'm about to hang up. All right, I'll talk to you later. It's like you trying to threaten me with a good time. Because if I like you, if I want to talk to you, that's a plus. But if you do something where I don't want to talk to you right now, and it's a heated argument, and I'm still in my feelings or you're still in your feelings, giving me time is like one of the worst things you can do. Just because my personality is not bothered by time. I'm not bothered by if it was disrespectful the last time you spoke, I didn't talk to you today. I'm not bothered by I don't talk to you tomorrow. I'm not bothered by I didn't talk to you on the third day. And then if I do start talking to you, it's probably through a text so I can test where you at with it. Most of the time, it's not because they said, you know, if anything goes left, just give me a couple of days and I'm honoring that. Most of the time, that's just like an assumption of this is okay. And no man that I have talked to in no relationship has been okay with that. That's more so my method. And it's not because I'm purposely doing it because it works, because clearly it doesn't work. It's because I don't know how to resolve conflict or disagreement, especially in distance, in a healthy way other than disconnecting. And I never had to. So I was like, never. Let's say me and you are out and we had a disagreement at lunch or in the car and we have to go in the same apartment together. We got to go in the same house together. Never, ever been that. So this sometimes distance or being in separate spaces and having to just has never helped me. It has worked against me because I take advantage of it. I take advantage of the fact that you can't be here. I take advantage of the, you can't make me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's.
Yeah, you got some toxic ways stuck on.
Yes! Yes!
You also, some of the viewers may not like this, you got some West Indian ways stuck up in you too. Now, you West Indians like to argue and play different and make things a lot more difficult than it needs to be. You know, like, because y'all just argue and function in toxicity sometimes, and you need to stop it. You know, like, if we're in a relationship, it's just like my rule on serial dating.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need 6 months to figure out if you're going to invest your time in this person.
Yeah.
You also don't need a few days to figure out how to solve conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's unnecessary, you know? And enjoying it is also unnecessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should definitely not be enjoying it.
Yeah.
And you should be, you know, like I said, give it that hour.
Yeah.
Come together and talk cordially.
You know how people be like swimming backwards and laps? Mm-hmm. That's what I do in that time.
Yeah.
I enjoy myself.
It's not for me. As the man in it, I don't enjoy none of that because I'm like, yo, I want to get back to regular scheduled programming. Yeah. I'm tired of all this beefing and nonsense. Come on, man. Get your shit together.
Yeah. So for you, what would you say are some common types of conflicts people have in relationships that they don't work through very well?
Well, one main one, financial. Because a lot of people just aren't financially sound or savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in with those same bad habits and just bring it right into a relationship instead of talking about it first.
Yeah.
And kind of putting that out there or deciding who's going to handle the finances and one leading or both working together. Or if you're like, listen, I'm bad with finances and you can handle it so we can make sure our bills are paid. You know, those things should be discussed and worked out before entering the relationship. Not after.
And Dungeon is speaking on like some together shit.
Yeah, together. Yeah, not if we're dating. No, we're dating.
No, not even dating, but like y'all living together.
Yeah, we're in the same.
Yeah,
same housing and everything. Because that means, honestly, it means y'all are paying rent together.
Yeah.
Listen, because I'm about to bring this. Because now I got to throw this out. Unless your man is really getting money like that, y'all doing 50-50 at this point.
Yeah.
Like, the way society is now, if you try to put all of your burden on somebody, on one person financially, they're going to lose their mind. Unless they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, I live in New Jersey, so it's different from where Shan lives. Mm-hmm. So, in New Jersey, and being a six-figure person myself, when I get my next relationship, we still doing 50-50 shit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you got to go 50 on the rent, but you're going to be paying some bills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever the mortgage is, like, you're going to pay part of it. This is not the days of our grandfathers where a mortgage was $500.
Right.
That's the problem that y'all don't understand when you're doing the throwback. Oh, like, you niggas want to be like your granddad? No. I can't be like my granddaddy no more because life is different now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually living in an upside down time where everything is being made for only super rich people.
Yeah.
And middle class is even being shunned out. Most of you are poverty line people, as I've used before. Mm-hmm. So how dare you be talking in this manner?
Yeah.
Most of y'all aren't even making $50,000 a year talking about, oh, my man, you're not even at the half of six figure mark, right? Talking about, I got to do this. A man got to do this. No. That's not how it works. If you get in a relationship with somebody who's worth their salt, you go have to pay some bills, homegirl. Ain't no sitting at home being a baddie and getting BBLs and your body done tight face. You have to work and pay some bills. You want to live that lifestyle, y'all want to live in these luxury apartments, because we know you're not buying houses.
Yeah.
So y'all want to live in these luxury apartments that they're building that start at $3,000 a month, and your man's a six-figure guy. You're going to have to put in on that.
And this is the thing, too. Sometimes y'all don't even have to live together, and you still have to have the understanding that we're not going out five times a week.
Yeah, that's not feasible.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just as, even if not more, romantic to go shopping together, buy the lobster, buy the shit, cook it at his place or cook it at your place, whatever. And chill and be inside and not have to pay that triple price on that bottle of wine at the restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think people are so sucked into the imagery of the lifestyle of the relationship that they forget, oh, y'all got to pay for this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
This is turning into a bill.
Yes. And that's the reality is, all relationships cost, you know what I'm saying? And a romantic relationship is going to cost you time or it's going to cost you money. But if you're spending the money, you made the time to spend the money on this person. And if you're spending the time, you're losing out on time you could possibly be somewhere making money. So either way, if you waste my time, meaning you're presenting something that you aren't, or you're presenting like you want something with me that you don't, I'm going to be pissed off.
As you should be.
Because we didn't have to do this. Yep. For me, I think the common types of conflict people have is lying, getting caught up in lying. And for me, because everybody's version of lying is different, for me is, if you have more information that will help me to make a better decision that I'm going to make and you don't tell me, you're lying. If there's something else to the story, something else to the situation that would help me understand your decision and you don't tell me, you're lying. And if you let something go unsaid and you change what it actually is, you're lying. Don't lie to me, and we can have the most understanding type of communication. And with that, once you find out that someone that you did not think would lie lied to you, it's harder to decipher what they're telling you when they do communicate. Because a part of you really is not ready to trust what they're saying, because based on the last shit. How somebody communicates. If you had all week to tell me some shit and you tell me the day of and expect me to make it happen like magic, why wouldn't you not tell me? Or if, you know, I worked all week, you worked all week, we share a place, and you got family coming over on Saturday and I had plans to not do shit and let my dick swing, why wouldn't you tell me? You know what I'm saying?
This is amateur hour when it comes to communication.
Yes.
And so like, you're not telling people simple shit that you need to tell them because you live with them.
Yeah.
This ain't I'm cheating on you. This is basic communication. Hey, just so you know, my cousin's going to come over with my aunt this weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to go out to dinner. You know, you can say that on a Monday.
Yeah.
So your girl could be ready because, you know, we're just going to assume that, you know, she wanted to go out to dinner with your aunt and your cousin. Maybe she didn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And why is that so hard to tell your partner anyway?
Right.
That's not something that you should be struggling to admit to them.
Right.
You know, or plan with them. Like, most women, when you live with them,
mm-hmm.
are asking about weekend plans 2 weeks in advance. You're really not going to know what it is. Unless you say out front 2 weeks in advance, hey, next weekend, I ain't doing shit. That Saturday, mine. That Saturday and Sunday, don't plan nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have to do when you live with a woman, because she already got plans for those 2 weekends ahead. And if she doesn't, she's going to be like, oh, what you want to do this weekend, babe? Don't worry, I got something planned. My girls want to go out to this karaoke spot in Brooklyn, so we should do that on Saturday. Now your plans are made for the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, Sunday, I'll you know, we'll go to your parents' house. I'm going to cook dinner, and but weekends booked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how y'all are sitting around each other day to day, living together, coming home, talking about your day and all that stuff, and you don't know what the hell's going on in the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what are y'all talking about? Are y'all still asking each other y'all favorite color and what's your favorite genre of music? Is that the question you ask every damn day in your house?
Right.
Hey, babe, what's your favorite color? What's for dinner, I guess? What song did you listen to today? Not asking anything of relevance.
Yeah.
That's why y'all struggle with communicating with each other, you know?
That what you just explained is holding back what should be said. Not people not knowing how to argue productively. Like, I hate an argument that just goes in a circle. Like, what's the point of it? And people just having conflict because your actions are petty and spiteful and you're beating around the bush to convince me that it wasn't. Like, just tell me you were upset that someone in the gas station was talking to me when we were going to the such and such place that changed your attitude. You dragged it out through the event instead of us leaving. You came home and you was in a fucked up mood. And you are doing things that you know got on my nerves because of what you saw. You know what I'm saying? So
in therapy, situations like that, where instead of you focusing on the actual issue and solving it, mm-hmm. one of you doing some bullshit to sidebar that issue because you know you fucked up. We call that hijacking the conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're hijacking the conversation mm-hmm. to either not have to take accountability or just avoid talking about what's going on. Or you're so toxic, you want to prolong the argument.
Yes.
So I know I had an ex who would start an issue, and then when I'd respond, focus on how I said the response instead of what I said, and then start an argument about that. Mm-hmm. So by the time we're finishing arguing about how I responded, we haven't even discussed the actual issue yet.
Mm.
Because you want to focus on the wrong shit. Now, if I'm talking disrespectfully, that's one thing. But you just don't like the way that my answer sounded. And let me harp on that now instead of talking about your initial fucking point. Hey, babe, I hate the fact that you're always late. I'm not always late. Don't respond to me like that. See, that's the problem. I don't like when you talk to me like that. And every time you talk to me like that, oh, wait a minute. Get back to me always being late. And oh, don't be telling me what to do. Now you're hijacking that conversation.
Yeah.
You're not even focusing on me being late anymore. You're focusing on the fact that I rebutted in a way that you didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's how I felt about it. I'm disrespectful. I'm not always late. Yeah. Nah, I don't like the way you said that. And don't tell me you're not always late. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not even talking. We're just talking about how I responded because you want to hijack the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And stay focused on the topic and subject matter at hand in a cordial manner
mm-hmm.
if we're going to solve or resolve any of this conflict.
Yeah.
These are all the toxic things you people love doing to keep the fire going. Now, some of y'all like doing that because y'all ignorantly like the fucking part afterwards because that's how y'all make up.
Yeah.
But I could have good sex without having beef. I've had plenty of good sex without arguing before. I can tell you that right now.
And I could do it and still be mad at you.
Yeah. Now we just having angry, mad sex.
Yeah.
You better not touch me after. Tell me I don't want to cup. Don't touch me. Listen, I'm still mad at you because I'm being petty.
Don't even kiss me during, nigga.
Yeah, we're not even making love. Now I'm just fucking you like you're a prostitute. And you're enjoying it because I'm hitting it harder than usual.
Yep.
But you try to act like you're not. Like,
we'll go right to sleep.
This is all toxicity, people. All toxicity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with all of that. Okay, so how do you solve things without drama?
Solving things without drama?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I already kind of discussed where it's like, you know, making sure we're talking in a normal tone.
Mm.
Taking the time before we, if we're angry, get into, you know, like arguing and being like, all right, this ain't going nowhere. Go to your corner. I'll go to my corner.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, focusing on the topic at hand. Mm-hmm. You know, every day we kind of just went on, like, and making sure, picking your arguments carefully and wisely.
Okay.
You cannot just be a consistent, got a problem person.
Yeah.
Every day, all day, everything your partner do can't be a fucking problem. If it is, you just don't like your partner and you need to like move the fuck on in life. Because why would you want to be with somebody that's in your mind fucking up in every aspect of the day?
Yeah.
They get up, go to work. Oh, this thing. Going to work. I don't like how he got up this morning. Oh, I hate the fact that he drove his car and didn't let me drive it. Like, it's, if it's always a problem, like, go on and move on to somebody else or just be single. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you shouldn't hate the person you're with, but then force yourself to stay with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
I think the best way to solve things without drama is to remember that you want to be in the relationship. So the way that you care for that person or the way that you talk to that person is with a different goal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you start, if you're going to have a conversation, show some maturity and start with where you went wrong. Or or what you could have did better. Or ask, hey, is this a good time to talk to you about X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, don't just attack your partner.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or this was on my mind. When you come with a softer approach, male and female, you get a lot better response out of your partner instead of attacking them.
Yeah.
That whole, I just think it's funny how, no, shut up.
Don't look, don't play
wrestle me. Nobody think it's fucking funny.
Don't play wrestle me and put me in a headlock and be like, let's talk about that shit on Friday.
We
don't do that.
Talk about what's going on. Let's get this conversation.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to sit around, like, stewing in this shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to help the situation.
And that's my, like, guilty pleasure is, if you're mad at me or we're mad at each other, do you know what I could do in the gym with that energy?
More Shan toxicity, boy. You need anger in your heart to go into the gym and walk the miles and punch that bag.
My toxicity, I channel it for good energy. Mm. But it just happens that the men don't like it because they don't like the fact that I'm comfortable in it. And I know that, like, that's a problem for me. Like, I get threatened, like, if you block me or if you don't respond, I'm just like, yeah. I hate I have to. It's a bad habit for me. Listening to understand and not to, like, respond really quick or like cutting somebody off. I think cutting someone off that's trying to explain something is super rude, and it just tells a man you don't give a fuck about what their thought is. And it really gets them to a point where they don't want to talk.
And that's super ineffective communication.
Yeah.
Super ineffective. And on top of that, what you just started off with, comprehension is major in any successful relationship. If you can't comprehend what your partner's saying, all you two dummies are going to be doing is arguing.
My comprehension goes in the trash when I'm pissed off.
That's because you intentionally. There are some people who are dumb and just can't comprehend. They just argue, and then you respond, and they be like, I don't comprehend, but I just want to keep arguing. Like, if you're not going to be able to comprehend what I'm saying, we shouldn't date. Because you're just going to constantly be misunderstanding one another. And who the hell wants to do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I never understand you. You're choosing not to understand me. Because mm-hmm. I didn't get you thinking, oh, this is a dummy. Let me date them. Now, if I found out you're dumb at some point later on, that's a different situation. But I would never intentionally be like, oh, I want to date a stupid person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not where my head is at.
Yeah. What about grudges? Do you hold grudges, and if so, why?
Super unhealthy. Mm-hmm. For you, black people especially.
Yeah.
Because it's probably raising your blood pressure. You just sitting around angry. Now you about to have a stroke and don't know why. Don't nobody know why you're having one. Yeah. Your silly ass sitting there stewing on some shit that your partner don't even know you're mad about. And let me tell you, my therapist told my ex when she asked both of us that exact same question. Do you ever get angry at your partner and then not tell them about why you're angry, but then hold it against them at a later date? And she goes, I do. Her exact response was, stop doing that shit. This was the therapist. She's like, stop doing that shit. That's very unhealthy. She's like, how is he supposed to know what you're upset about at a later date and that you've been holding this against him? It's because you decided not to express your feelings for what's going on. Right. He's not supposed to understand that. And then you sitting there being mad at him, and he don't even know why you're mad, and you're not telling him. Right. So that's childish. Well, these are childish habits that have to be removed for you to effectively communicate and resolve disagreements with one another. Mm-hmm. I know these are games like people like to play, you know, because y'all, most of y'all ain't stupid. Some of y'all are, but most of y'all ain't this dumb. I'm definitely going to stick by some of y'all are this dumb. But like the ones of us that are just being petty and playing stupid, we need to stop for our own success in a relationship. If, like you said, you're remembering the initial point, I'm doing this because I want to be with this person. I do like or love this person. I want us to succeed. Mm-hmm. If you're coming from that angle, you shouldn't be playing these dumb little games in between.
Yeah.
You should just be trying to resolve, mm-hmm. trying to get healthy and move on and have healthy, regular sex. Not angry, healthy, I fucking hate you for the moment sex, but it's so good. You know what I mean? Like,
So you're liking the show. That is great to know. My name is Shan, but you already know that because you're listening. You're listening. You might be listening to Call Me When You Get Off. You might be listening to Cozy Womb. Creator, She Gets a Pod, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, or So What Page We On Bit. Either way, you're listening, and I appreciate you. If you would like to support these podcasts, don't be afraid to look for the link in the show notes and donate to the show, or you can get you some merch on the Shanby Podden spot. You can find me at Shanby Podden. When it comes to guests, I like to pick my people. So please do not DM me and tell me you want to come on the show. Please do not email me and tell me what author you have that I should have on the show, because every show has a different focus, and I like to pick my people. I like to make it authentic, okay? Don't try to use me for your marketing. This ain't that. That ain't this. Anywho, hope you're enjoying the show. Don't forget to find shanbypodden.com. Now back to it!
Y'all just have regular good random day sex and be happy with each other.
I hold grudges, but for the reason I said earlier, where I like to use that energy. Like, oh, yes, you're mad at me? Great. 3 days to myself.
So ridiculous.
And my holding of grudges is like an inner fight where I don't want a person to ever get comfortable doing stupid shit with me. So because you did stupid shit, this is the result of your stupid shit, where I might not talk to you for a few days, or you call me and I'll be dry on purpose because I just feel like that's what you deserve. It makes me feel justified in not doing regular shit that you're used to me doing, because why should I give you that? And like I said earlier, it's good workout energy for me.
Every time you say these things, there should be a Jamaican flag that pops up underneath you and just puts an arrow right at your face when you're saying this shit. Goes, please remember, she's Jamaican. Like, this is how they handle things. Like, listen, I've dealt with so many West Indians and know y'all toxic ways of handling conflict that I know this is just West Indian shit. This isn't even... I'm not here. This is just how y'all be thinking shit should work. And it's not. You tell us, I've had to lecture so many Haitian women. And this is the other thing I don't understand about y'all. Y'all love dating regular ass black men. Yeah. And y'all should just be dating y'all own West Indian
women. We can't. Okay, so there are some Jamaican women that date Jamaican men. I can't do it because I'll end up in an orange suit in a cell.
Yeah, that's what most of them tell me. But I'm like, yo, don't think black men are going to tolerate the bullshit y'all be bringing. Like, you're not going to kill me, but I'm also not going to tolerate the bullshit y'all be doing culturally.
I feel like I could cook you some dinner and you can forget about it.
Nah, not, and you know why you can't? Because y'all only cook your own food. Y'all don't even care about what your nigga like. Listen, you like stew beef and bumba clocks. I'm like, no, I like none of that shit. No. Well, that's all I know how to make. You better like it. I'm like, yeah, nah, that's it. Good on all this.
Okay.
You don't know how to make no soul food. We're not going to work out.
In conflict, do apologies matter for you? Or after conflict?
Apologies only count if you disrespect me and are trying to save the relationship. Other than that, I don't need an apology. I need you to do better. The same as you should for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The apology is when you disrespect somebody. What am I apologizing for? Because I did something that I didn't know you didn't like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, left the toilet stool open. All right, I won't do it again. Mm-hmm. You're constantly leaving the toilet stool open. Now, oh, I cheated. I'm sorry, babe. I shouldn't have done that. I want you to stay with me. That's a different thing. Yeah. Apologies, first of all, if you're doing it that often, that means you're constantly fucking up.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Apologies and don't...
is something you want to do.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I'll just pull out an apology. They know I fuck up. She right. know I'm fuck up. He know I'm a fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I just keep apologizing. It don't mean shit. Because all after a while, you're going to be like, oh, so you're just intentionally doing this.
Yes.
So I'm wasting my time even talking. You know what I mean? So I'm like, nah, like, an apology for me, unless it's, if it's a deep enough conversation and mm-hmm. you fucked up, not in an infidelity kind of way, like, maybe a misunderstanding,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I genuinely will not do that to you ever again, and mm-hmm. I wasn't, that's not what I was trying to do, then the apology, you know, fits the occasion. But just, you know, you having your little quirks here that you don't like, or she don't like, he don't like, about you, ain't no apology necessary. Just be like, have a conversation about it and move forward. That's it. Be like, hey, you know, I don't really like, or this really grinds my gears when you do this. Mm-hmm. What are you apologizing for? You being you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but now you can say, all right, so what could we do to make me or possibly not grind your gears? Or what if I tried doing this? All right, that might work better. Yeah, saying I'm sorry implies like, you were intentionally trying to fuck with them or something. You know what I mean? Or trying to upset them. So what are you apologizing for?
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like when you apologize enough, it starts to do something to the your partner's brain that you're unconsciously that you're a fuck up.
Or I feel like if you, for me, if you keep apologizing about something that you know is a problem, and this is the fourth time, you are calling me stupid, or you're insulting me, or you think I'm a fucking joke and this is all you have to do so you can go on with your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even with my kids.
It's not serious anyway.
Even with my kids, when they do things like they know they're not supposed to do, I hate for them to be like, I'm sorry. You're not sorry. Because
you knew not to do it.
You wanted mm-hmm. to do it after I did what I did last time. So. Mm-hmm. It gets really irritating. So I think apologies do matter in the right window of time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do something Monday, I don't want to hear your apology Friday and we've been seeing each other in this house all week. Mm. Like,
okay.
You have a 2-day window opportunity to apologize to me after some bullshit. After that, I'm going to take it as,
fuck you don't give a fuck.
Fuck you, I did that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And why even give a 2-day window?
I don't know. I feel like a 2-day window is enough time for your adult ass to reflect on what happened.
Nah. You're basing it on your West Indian time of, that's the amount of time I want to be able to ignore your ass. After about 2 days, I feel like I'll be willing to listen to your apology. But if you apologize immediately, then we have to hang out together. And I don't know.
but you see, like, that's something I never had to deal with, is like disrespect. We go home together, we sleep in the same bed, we're using the same bathroom type of shit. I never had to deal with that. Like, oh, you being disrespectful, drop me off.
Yeah,
I don't need to
at
see
my place.
Yeah, I don't need to see you for the rest of the week. I'm good. When I'm in conflict, this always comes up for me in my head. Do I want to fix it? Do but I want to fix it?
Are you asking?
I'm asking myself.
Yeah, but what's the other option? If you
the other
say
option
no?
is, I could just let this be what breaks us up, or be the last time we spoke.
So that you no longer, so basically you're saying, if I don't want to fix it, I no longer want this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a waste of time to fix a problem when you're like, I'm trying to leave anyway, so.
Hello? And so, this is another thing
very that, toxic. Very toxic.
This is another thing that I do. See, this is why I said I'm not perfect, okay? My things are underlining bullshit things. Mm. I mentally keep like a tally of the pros about you and the cons about you. And if that argument or that situation is a big enough con, I'll let that be it. Just so I could be like, oh, we stopped talking out of the blue because of that dumb shit you did. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not on me, I'm good with it. Now, if I did some dumb shit and piss you off and we stop talking and it's up, the ball is in my court to reach out to fix it and you just like, no, I'm good off of that. That was completely disrespectful. I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that did X, Y, and Z. Cool. Cool. Who am I to tell you, no, you can't break up with me. No, we have to keep talking. I'm not that girl. I ain't never gonna beg no man to stay where he don't want to stay. But yeah, if it's an issue that I think you are cool with, I do not want to fix it. I'm cool with that being the last time we saw each other, the last time we spoke. If it's a repeated issue, I do not want to fix it. I don't want to have a second conversation. I don't want to have to remind you to do that thing that I told you to do, because when you sign that lease for your rent, you pay that fucker on the first every month and they don't have to remind you that you got to pay one the first. So if you give a fuck enough about what I say or what I ask, it would be on your priority list of shit. You know what I'm saying? How many times you going to tell me you allergic to broccoli and I keep cooking broccoli? I'm trying to kill you. Like, come on.
That's intentional.
Exactly. And so I think you repeat shit for a child. You repeat shit to a dog. But I'm not repeating shit to a man. You either want to do or you don't want to do it.
What's your time limit for this? Because I know you have. What's your Jamaican time limit? For how many repeats you get. It's like one bumba clock, two bumba clocks.
Two bumba clocks. That's it. Two bumba clocks. That's it.
That's hilarious.
Not going to get a third for me. That is hilarious. And if I believe what the issue is can get better with you, I'm trying to fix it because you have other attributes that I'm just like, this is good for me. Let's just get this little part right here correct. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a total loss for me.
The other potential. I see.
This last part here is what steps to getting a solution? What are the steps to getting a solution with conflict? You talked about some. Speaking when you're calm, basically, go your separate corners, come back, discuss it. Understanding why it was said or done. I think when you're in a relationship with a person, a man is going to do things a certain way and have his reasons. A woman is going to do things a certain way and have her reasons. But there has to be some type of consideration of what this man is trying to do for you as a woman. Because sometimes women may have like their way of doing things in the world, and you can see the loopholes in her thoughts and how if you wasn't around, that's not a safe way for you to go about X, Y, and Z. Don't do it that way. I'm just suggesting to you for you to do it like this. And sometimes if a woman is not used to that, she might take what you're saying as you're trying to be controlling. No, bitch, I'm trying to save you when I'm not around. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that because I've thought I was making the best decision of a situation and the person I was with had to talk to me about, you know, I understand like you know this person through me, but I didn't know that you were with this person, and I know how this person was in the past, and I would like for you to let me know when you're around this person, just so I know what's on the up and up. Mm-hmm. Fair. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's like shit you gotta learn. What else? You talked about this too. You talked about explaining the best ways to avoid problems later by doing it like this, and then you just leave with an understanding. You know, like I can say out of the 6 relationships I've had, one of them we had like a disagreement, and even the conversation that we had about it, there was no yelling, there was no calling nobody out their name. It was just like really a lay across the bed, let's have a conversation about yesterday. Go downstairs and let's go eat.
That's easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Why is that not the best way to do it?
That's when I knew, like, oh shit, it is possible. It doesn't have to be like this rah-rah all the time, yeah. Like slamming doors, or like, it doesn't have to be that. So that's what I wanted to focus on this season, is resolving conflict, because I suck at it. Clearly, y'all heard I have ways that I like to ride toxicity.
Or do you? Ooh. Oh, that shit. Don't even blame me, Jamaican. It's just be like, it's just it. Like, no.
The person I'm talking to now, he was like, nigga, I know that shit is in your DNA, nigga. Mm-hmm. He's like, you are stubborn as shit. Yeah. I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, he gotta tell you, but like, listen, you gotta have to work on that. Like, I can't just, you're not just gonna be able to be stubborn and have it your way when it's the wrong way. You know what I mean?
But I'm not having that shit, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta let him know. Like, well, I ain't gonna be dealing with that. You gonna fix that shit. Because in order to get the man that you may want, you gonna stop doing that shit.
I know.
The man that you want ain't gonna tolerate that. You're gonna be like, yeah, no, I'm not with that. Mm. Like, this is not, you know, healthy for what we're trying to accomplish as a couple.
Yeah.
And it's selfishly one-sided on top.
It is one-sided.
It only benefits one individual who's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's the biggest thing about it.
It's a space for me. Don't give me time and don't give me space, because I'm gonna ride that shit.
You've been have years of having your own spaces. With the dating, so you got to close in. Like, stop dating men that live 4 or 5 states away.
I know.
Try dating somebody that's right around the corner and see how this should work out.
My God.
You be like, dude, you live 2 blocks away? Yeah, nah, this ain't gonna work. That means you could be trying to access me whenever you want. Okay. I don't like that. I need to see you once a month.
Danger, danger, okay?
People be like, red flag, I'm not doing once a month dating. That's not intentional dating.
The pressure. It's too much pressure. But anything else before we close out?
No, I think we copied the... it's been a long week. We copied the... gave some good resolution. You just have to be solution-oriented. Like, you need to be at a job.
Yeah.
Don't keep bringing up issues with no solutions. Have a solution.
Yeah.
For the problem you're bringing up, so we can work it out and figure it out. If you want to be successful, if you want to make that salary, if you want to get promotion, mm-hmm. nobody's looking for somebody who just complains all day. They want somebody who's got resolve and is going to come up with, you know, answers to problems.
And can work like a team.
Work like a team.
Okay. Woo-wee. And just like therapy, bitch, don't bring your ass in here and have me pay for this if you don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
Let's
what
not.
Are we even doing it for? If you still gonna be like, this is just how I am, okay. Well, let me go on about my business. This is just how I am.
Those words make me cringe when a motherfucker says that. Then what you want me to do with that? Because I don't want it.
Yeah, all it says is I'm stubborn. I'm not gonna change.
Yeah.
Deal with it or go on about your business. Be like, all right. you know there's the other option of going about my business.
Okay, and I will take it.
And leave you here to be toxic with somebody else.
And I will take it. Well, y'all can find us on Twitter, IG, or y'all could call in at 770-284-8175 and let us know your thoughts and how you handle conflict. And if you suck at it, are you more along my lines on why you suck at conflict because you dodge and weave it like Mike Tyson? And then you hit him up a few days later and start a conversation about everything else like nothing happened?
Ridiculous.
Oh my God. Our next episode will be about realistic repair and reconnect time. The thing that I suck at, because I like to ride the wave of time separated, time not speaking on shit. And I think that's the thing. I think for us Black folks, we've seen enough of how you talk to a man, how you talk to a woman, how you disagree, how you split up. But I don't think there's a lot of focus on how you fix the shit.
Yeah.
Because that's not the pretty.
That's all people on social media talk about is how to, my fallback game, my go-to game. It's never like, this is conflict resolution.
Yeah.
101.
Show us how many times you called them the week after you started some bullshit.
Yeah. Show us the best way to apologize. You know what I mean?
Let me hear those voicemails that y'all be leaving.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I know they're embarrassing. But anywho, this is the Real Relationship Report. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. We will catch y'all again on another episode. Peace.
And you're on the flip side.
Sit down. We're trying to resolve conflict through text messages on the way to work, on a lunch break. No, you gotta sit down, cut the TV off, set up the ground rules. Let us process this. If there's no time limit, this is going to carry on to the next day, next week, next month, and next year. We have to agree. We're going to talk about this on Sunday night at 9 o'clock once the kids go to bed, and we're going to give ourselves until 10:30. We both get equal amount of time, not only to talk, but to also respond. Got to go into about me. Everything.
Is it good or bad for a relationship to have a fight from time to time?
Oh, it's a must. It's obligatory. The question is not so much the fighting. The question is really the repair. I think relationships follow a cycle of harmony, disharmony, and repair. And people fight about the same stuff. What they're fighting about is not the towel or the bathroom or who takes care of what or who takes the children every day or who is always late. What they're fighting about are actually three key groups of themes that are underneath those plot lines, which is power and control, closeness and care, and respect and recognition.